Oh, so you choose.
Yeah, you choose.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And you could do all of them.
Oh, you can?
Yeah.
UNF's Intercultural Center for Peace Director Opa Siani is guiding me through a series of questions at the Race Experience kiosk on campus Thursday. The kiosk is sort of shaped like a large broken egg, two separate pieces that can be pulled apart and squished back together. On one side is a cushioned seat, and on the other, a touchscreen and a webcam. After I take my photo, I'm able to select from a series of races you might see on a census form. The program overlays the picture of a person from another race on top of mine.
And we could send all these images to your email. Just do share and send.
Siani, who fled South Africa as a refugee after fighting apartheid in the early 1980s, says sometimes Americans can have a hard time speaking openly about race.
I'm from South Africa, and we dealt with race in a very, very open way, if you can remember Truth and Reconciliation Commission. And one thing that I found about Americans is that my fellow Americans are very, very afraid to address race-related issues.
South Africa's Truth and Reconciliation Commission was set up after the abolishment of apartheid. It allowed victims and perpetrators of racial violence to address each other directly in a court-like manner. The Race Experience was started after FBI technology used to change the appearances of fugitives who may have altered themselves to escape capture became public. Siani says it's not meant to solve problems by itself. Instead, it's supposed to help spark those conversations Americans find difficult to have.
I had a young lady the other day who said that she was from Palatka, and unfortunately, you know, where she comes from, race has not been discussed so much. And to be faced with something like this was a wonderful experience for her to openly be able to talk about race relations.
Now, students don't just take their pictures and leave either. Siani has them answer a short questionnaire before and after they go through the experience. Sarah Hernandez is a senior studying international business and marketing. She was intrigued by the kiosk because of her international upbringing.
Growing up, I lived in so many different countries that I had a little bit of an identity crisis because people would ask me, like, where are you from? And I was like, oh, well, I'm Colombian, but I lived here and I lived there. And it was just very complicated telling people, like, where are you from? Like, that's a simple question. But at the end, like, there's different parts of me.
It's a loaded question
For me. Yeah.
Hernandez lived in Brazil, Colombia, and Costa Rica before moving to Jacksonville. She says the experience of constantly being misidentified as one ethnicity or another brought her here today. She says people can learn a simple but important lesson by visiting the kiosk.
Even though my features change, I'm still me. So, like, no matter, like, how different people look like, they're still a person at the core, you know? So I think that's what I got from this experience.
Siani says the data collected from the students' questionnaires will be put together for a larger poll on race relations on campus following a controversy involving a racist Snapchat video. The kiosk isn't open to the public, but any student, faculty member, or alum of UNF is welcome to experience it on its last day, Friday. Kiosk will be located at the school's Student Union building. Ryan Bank, 89.9 WJCT News.